It's 6:45 here on 2SER 107.3. Now, Murray Olds is joining me in the studio because we've had quite a bit of remarkable news coming out about Donald Trump the last few days. A lot of stuff you could have missed over the long weekend if you weren't paying too much attention. But some very big stuff about the Trump Foundation this morning.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Good morning, Nick. The Trump Foundation is a charitable foundation in New York, operates in New York. It's based in New York, which, of course, is his home state, home city. But the state attorney general in New York has announced overnight the Trump Foundation is not registered, not properly set up.
How? Like, how is that? That's lawyer 101 for this sort of thing.
Correct. And, you know, he's more litigious than most. You'd think his battery of high-powered attorneys would know. So he's been banned. The foundation's been banned from soliciting any donations in New York.
Hmm.
No, not a big deal. Well, it might be if he needs the money. And don't forget the revelation over the long weekend that the New York Times, America's most respected newspaper, the paper regarded by Americans as the number one journal of truth, published a story based on some leaks that Trump is now trying to legally shut, sue the New York Times. The paper said that he basically, almost 20 years ago, posted a billion dollar business loss. He was 50 then, 20 years ago, and then on the back of that was allowed to use the tax laws to basically pay no federal income tax for the best part of two decades.
Which is just amazing stuff. I mean, my favourite little bit about that was people were pointing out that the documentation, because of course this was a couple of documents that were sent to the New York Times,
yeah,
there was something weird about the way that it was all printed out.
Yeah, I see that.
And the tax lawyer who was responsible for it, New York Times confirmed with him that it was a real deal. The tax lawyer who had put it together said the software at the time could not cope with a loss that large.
That's right.
He had to print it out and then add two more digits using a typewriter.
A typewriter. I love that. So, and it does feed into the whole narrative about Trump refusing to release his tax details, as every president has done since apparently Andrew Jackson in 1832. he won't release his tax details. Has he paid any tax? Well, we're not sure, but it does feed into the narrative that Trump is this big blustering business failure. I mean, Harry Reid, the long-serving Democrat in the Senate, said he's a billion-dollar loser, the greatest loser. Anyway, fast forward 24 hours because the Trump caravan rolls on pretty quickly. He's been criticized this morning for seeming to imply military veterans who are battling post-traumatic stress disorder aren't strong because they can't handle the horror stories they've seen in combat. Now, he was in Virginia overnight at a Q&A session with veterans. Now, the veterans community, as you and I have both discussed before here, the veterans community in America is incredibly powerful, very, very strong. It's like the National Rifle Association in terms of its political weight, extraordinary political weight, in a way that Australian veterans can't match nowhere near. That's right. And nor do we want to match some of the dreadful stats coming out of the American veterans community. More than 20 American veterans a day are taking their own lives. Never mind the incredible breakdown of relationships, ongoing drama throughout the rest of their entire lives.
Terrific.
If you step up and you say, gee whiz, you're a softie, that's going to be political death. I'm not sure that Trump said that. I mean, you be the judge. Have a listen to this. This is Trump from this Q&A session. He was asked, if you win the White House, will you support a much better program for veterans to support their mental health in a much better way, restore the historic role of chaplains to the military? And this is what he said.
When you talk about the mental health problems, when people come back from war and combat and they see things that maybe a lot of the folks in this room have seen many times over, and you're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it. And they see horror stories, they see events that you couldn't see in a movie, nobody would believe it.
I don't know. If you're strong, you can handle it. Sometimes you can't. I hate to say this. I think it's just a bit of a misspeak. I don't think he's actually gone.
He's not slapping them.
And called veterans weak.
And, you know, just even though he's tearing up every political rule in his quest for the White House, I'm not sure you can say that he slapped veterans there.
Not there. I mean, he has many times before.
The Khan family, the Gold Star family that lost a son in Iraq. I mean, he had the temerity to suggest, she didn't speak at the Clinton rally because she's a woman. She's not allowed to because she's a Muslim.
Yes.
Bang. And, of course, don't forget last year he hammered John McCain, who was a Navy pilot during the Vietnam War, shot down, spent 5.5 years in a North Vietnamese POW camp, 2 years in solitary, John McCain. 2 years in solitary. are getting beaten and tortured by the North Vietnamese. And Trump said, quote, he's not a war hero. He was a war hero because he was captured. I like people who weren't captured, unquote. That's good, Don, because he spent the Vietnam War living on daddy's coattails in New York, the billionaire daddy. And the suggestion is, based on Trump's tax records, he squandered the fortune he inherited from his old man.
Well, that does sound like that. And just one final thing for John McCain. The North Vietnamese themselves put up a statue to him.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Well, there you go. And McCain, more than most, has been a leading broker in the relationship building between the two countries.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, Donald, look, that one is not a thing that people should be attacking him for, I don't think. He will get it. But there are so many more things to go to town on. But
I mean, take your pick.
We've said this before, and I really want to say, when he went after the Khan family, when he went after a Gold Star family, I asked you if we thought that was the end of his political thing. He's just gone from strength to strength from there. Is he now just Teflon Billy skating on absolutely anything he might do? Like, I don't even know if Trump Foundation will even mildly bite him.
Yeah, if he can survive the Khan disaster, which is what it was, public relations disaster, if he can skate on his tax, because, of course, he's, I'm for the American business, I'm for the American middle class, I'm going to help you, you know, new jobs, da-da-da. And then in that debate, the first debate, he boasted, I'm smart, I didn't pay taxes, I'm smart. Well, that's pretty dumb. Pretty dumb to say that. And so will this tag the billion-dollar loser stick? We don't know. The second debate's coming up, I think, next week. And that's a town hall style. They say it's going to suit Hillary Clinton a lot more than him because his personal interaction. Trump has done none of this stuff.
Interesting.
I mean, she is an expert at that, looking in the eye and grabbing the hand and da-da-da. Donald Trump sort of speaks to a room and waves his arms around.
He does have that weird hand movement. Whoa. He does. It's a really weird one.
And have a listen for John Oliver. He talks about Trump's little hands and little digits. And then in the middle of the debate, he talks about his manhood. No problem down there! What? Excuse me? He's still up there battling away for the White House.
Oh, Murray, thank you very much.